Since September 11, 2001, terrorism, or what's called terrorism, sits squarely at the center of world events. But what causes terrorism? Is it the fanaticism of religion? Or perhaps is it part of a larger picture, a picture dominated by the global capitalist ethic? Ayad Akhtar's thrilling play, The Invisible Hand, now at Marin Theatre Company through July 3rd, examines how the centrality of a capitalist world creates an undercurrent, a subtext, that invades every corner of the globe, even those corners that one would think would be beyond the lure of money. Jason Minidakis, artistic director of Marin Theatre Company and director of this production.
It's about an American banker who's working in Pakistan who gets kidnapped off the streets for ransom. And then as soon as he's kidnapped, the organization, because they kidnap him, get put on a terrorist watch list. I mean, the minute that they're on that list, they can no longer be negotiated with.
And they realize,
Ayad Akhtar, playwright of The Invisible Hand,
that their bank is not going to pay the ransom, but the number two, who is a young guy from London, transplanted in Pakistan, himself motivated by religious ideology, he realizes they have a traitor, that this guy has trading background, and when we get him to use his trading skills to raise his own ransom using capital they have and also capital that he can get a hold of.
Jason Kapoor is brilliant as Dar, a fanatic Islamist from Britain who speaks perfect English and becomes the pupil of banker Nick Bright, beautifully played with alternating states of fear and entitlement by Craig Marker. They are joined by Barzin Akhavan as the imam and Palm Koch as the guard. All four actors rev up the tension as the play twists and turns toward its unexpected conclusion. But as Ayad Akhtar points out, this isn't simply another Hitchcockian exercise in suspense.
You know, Islamic fundamentals or extremism or the ways it's financed or the ways it's all a MacGuffin, because on some level, if we look at the history of globalization over the last, I don't know, say quarter century, if globalized power, globalized, centralized, ever more invisible power seeks to consolidate and to unify its reach, the militant threat, the threat of Islamic fundamentalism, terrorist attacks and what have you, have served the purpose of the global network to become ever more interconnected. The reality is, and this is what The Invisible Hand is trying to point toward, is that what we're seeing is a larger historical movement. And global finance is in every bit of cahoots with the sort of violence that has engulfed the world as extremist ideology is.
The Invisible Hand keeps you on the edge of your seat through its two acts as the power dynamic shifts, leading to a resolution that will simply leave you stunned. And at the same time, the play does have those undercurrents that simply won't go away. On the surface, it's a thriller, but it's really something much, much more. The Invisible Hand is easily one of the best new plays of the year. The Invisible Hand by Ayad Akhtar, directed by Jason Minidakis, plays at Marin Theatre Company in Mill Valley through July 3rd. For more information, you can go to their website, marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.